We talked about in the previous year. We talked about that a person is not allowed to daven if he feels he has to go to the bathroom. Let's say, however, a person went ahead and he didn't need to go to the bathroom at all, or he went ahead and he went to the bathroom and he tried, and he didn't feel like he had to go anymore. And then sif beis and be'emtz tefilas in the sa'ir le'taiva. If he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, now suddenly he feels like he has to go to the bathroom. Yamid atzmei atchiyigmor, so he should hold himself in until he finishes Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo yafzik, he shouldn't be mafzik. V'imbishas krishmu b'chaseh nesayir ben l'gedolim ben l'katanim kari k'darkei. Again, if this happens during Shas Krishmu or the brachas, so whether the taiva is, whether the desire is as far as moving his bowels or as far as urinating, he can continue to read k'darkei. The Rama says the dafka. It's not on the level of Baal Teshaksos. But it's best to be mafsik. We'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. Shuvas Rashba Siman Kuflam Al Pasak the Mutter, Uchumas Adesha and Pasak the Aser. You have to go ahead and differentiate. Now, if he wants to distance himself and to relieve himself to pass water, that would be mutter. Since before he didn't have to go, so now he's not rishay, he's not permitted to be mafzik in the middle. Once he finished Shemoneh Esrei, he should go right ahead to the bathroom and he shouldn't say Kedusha. So that's an important idea, that if it's an inyan acher, so then the heter does not extend itself. Okay, and the Yisrael El Basimin Nun Hey Sif Gibel Ba Gai and Shavim Yochel Haman Atzma Ad Parsa. But if he can hold himself in the time of a Parsa, so then we said that, which is the shear of an hour and a fifth. So then we said the person could go ahead and say Kedusha. Now, if this happens b'shas Krishma, Ritzel Loimar, after the Krishma Berchaseh, who yachol leilech b'makom zeh l'makom acher, lifnei l'fanishtam. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that over here, l'chay, we have an option. The person can go in the middle of Krishma, he's allowed to get up. It's not like he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei where he can't move, and he can go to the bathroom. However, if he wants, he's allowed to keep saying normally, and he doesn't have to masik. Since again, he went ahead and did what he was supposed to do to begin with. That's only mutter continue until Shemoneh Esrei. But Shemoneh Esrei do an inyan acher. Also, the leimar, he's now allowed to say since he has to go to the bathroom. Okay, yira lahafsik. So therefore, the best thing would be to be masik. The Bechaz Emes V'Yatziv V'Lot Yisrael Nikvav to make the Hefzik there Kadesh Yuchal Acher Kach Lismat Ge'ul Tefillah, because then he'll be able to be Seimach Ge'ul Tefillah to the Bechaz Krishma to Shemoneh Esrei V'Yaisir Tevim Yuchal Lot Yis Ben Aprokim. Will be best is if you could go out Ben Aprokim V'Chein. And also, in this early taiva kaidim shehischa bracha birchas krishma, if this happens before he starts birchas krishma, near the asalei loymar shuv birchas krishma kaidim sheyitzigz asme, it would not be much for him to go into birchas krishma. The imken lufiya mavur le'el b'saif semen nundao the baruch hu shayach le birchas krishma, that when you say baruch you've already started birchas krishma, v'achar baruch hu nechshav ke'emsa perek shal yitzar, he's in the middle of the perek already after baruch hu. So in this early taiva b'saif sukkah dezimra, so if a person is davening in the end of the Zimri, he suddenly feels like he has to go to the bathroom. Also, the Loimar Baruch, see, he's not allowed to say Baruch, do Inyan Acher, because it's a new thing. That if he could hold himself in for a parsa, so then he could be Mako, like we've mentioned before. Now, this is all providing that he's not Mesavah Kol Kach, that there would be a situation about the Shaksu. But so Loi Mashiach and Nichak, but it's on the coffin, Elvis Ayers Baum, just he feels he has to go to the bathroom, but it's not like it's a situation about the Shaksu. Abu Bulav Hachi. So, So says the Mishnah Berurah, after you even though he's able to hold himself in until he finishes, we call makom yaiser toiv she yafzik ben legdelin katana mishum iser about the shaksu. V'koyah reisha gamat tefila. It's going back even on tefila. V'ayim b'magen avram shehirich b'din zeu masik de b'tzibur. Ava trumas adeshen moidu l'rajba. The trumas adeshen also agrees to the rajba. Da'in l'hafzik ben zat tefila b'nei kovar abriyas. V'afilu b'yachin yishlismach gamkin ha'rajba d'ol yafzik. That you could rely on the opinion of the rajba not to be mafzik if you're in the middle of Shemin Esrei. V'kein kosev b'chay adam ta'asu l'hafzik. V'der chayin kosev dim yesh b'y mishim b'al t'shaksu yachal hafzik z'alad b'mafzik. V'akoponim gamu d'idei enel dov chiyu l'hafzik yuchi yuchal la'at z'atzma ch'yigah ha'tfilu. So there's no chiyu to mafzik, just that you're allowed to be mafzik. V'im yefshal l'lam ad sh'yigah m'shmin esrei. But if let's say he's not able to hold himself in until he finishes Shemin Esrei, so muter loy lotzeis lefanes beemza, actually yafzik bedibus, he can go out and actually go to the bathroom in the middle of Shemin Esrei, as long as he doesn't talk. Umashmi said the achakach leitztarech lachsel leroish, you won't have to go back to the beginning. Because again, this kula, since he started off without needing to go to the bathroom. Providing that when he goes out, he doesn't delay the amount it would take to finish the entire tefillah. We said that if he wants, he could be marchik himself. The talibur sign, that's up to him. The ilubit tefillah, and Rashi loses me makayma chiyigma over there. He's talking not allowed to move from his place until he finishes Shemin Esrei.